Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster, the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about this concept of e-commerce.
Absolutely. Checkoff-funded channel marketing programs direct e-commerce efforts, capitalizing on the growing trend of online food shopping. E-commerce continues to grow at a rapid pace. Looking only at grocery data, projections are that e-commerce will make up 20% of the grocery market by 2026. The Beef Checkoff's e-commerce projects involve partnering with national grocery and restaurant chains across the U.S. These projects meet consumers at their purchasing decision points and drive measurable results as the team can track consumer from advertising to purchase, showing a direct return on investment. We are truly excited about these opportunities.
Thanks, Heather. Learn more by going to drivingdemandforbeef.com.
The Oklahoma Emergency Drought Commission met on Monday morning to talk a little bit about the drought relief programs throughout the state now that we are in another drought. I caught up with Oklahoma Conservation's Trey Lamb to give us an update on the programs and the dollars.
So we had what we called our Emergency Drought 2, which is the program we put in place. Really, the 2022 is when it began. But the non-water well type water resources, that program ended in June. And then now we extended that because of the delays in getting water wells drilled, the shortage of water well drillers, till December the 31st. So they have, you know, basically a couple more months to get those water wells drilled, those pipelines and pumping units, and even some tanks in place for that. And then that program will end. So out of that, there are still probably 500 people that are still waiting to get those done, those practices done. Hopefully they can wrap that up. If not, that money would then become available. About $4 million left there, and that money would then be available for the next program. Also, when we cut it off in June, we still had some folks that hadn't got their ponds cleaned out, usually because there became a rain there last spring before they got the work done. We made a decision at that time to prioritize those people. So there are people on that list, another 400 or so, that for about $3 million. So we'll be contacting them first week, and they'll have the first couple of weeks of November to let us know whether they don't want to clean their pond out or want to cancel, whether they already cleaned their pond out and they'll be eligible to be paid, or they're going to do it here pretty quickly. So we can get that kind of settled, get that part of the program settled, and then starting November 11th, we'll take applications for the new program.
To hear my complete conversation with Trey Lamb, you could go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, and speaking of drought, we do see some rain in the forecast coming up. How much, we don't really know. However, state climatologist Gary McManus recently spoke at the Southern Plains Climate and Drought Update webinar and said right now we're kind of in a transition season.
While we're still sort of in the transition phase, this still does hold some value. And you can see we are, across most of the state, seeing extreme wildfire, large wildfire potential during this time frame. And as you look at the relative greenness map for the state of Oklahoma, of course, you can see the winter wheat belt from southwestern up through north central Oklahoma. But even outside of that area, lots of areas that are seeing the lack of green vegetation, especially up there in northeast Oklahoma. Very unusual to see up in northeastern Oklahoma those type of relative greenness values, the lack of green vegetation for this time of year.
Once again, as I mentioned, supposed to see some rain opportunities Wednesday throughout the weekend, so hopefully that will all come to fruition. You've got farm news.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that poultry farmers play a vital role in our communities. With every flock raised, you're not only supporting your livelihood, you're enhancing the efficiency and success of our food systems. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank. We believe.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.